Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You hear Dutch? Now you hear English? Good? All right. Are we happy today? Don't worry about full church, huh? All those chairs you see down there, they're full of angels. They're here. And the way we praise God today, don't you like it? What we have, with what we have, Fritz said it, with what we have in your house, that's what we give. Amen? Now, in the last couple of weeks, if you look carefully how God was working, and we can see that God wants us to, how God wants us to move as a church. First, we spoke about the body of Christ, that God created us, and the way how God created us, the same way He wants the body of the church to function. You know? We spoke about the body and also the body of the church. But something, before I go to preach this morning, you know, Fritz mentioned something very important. You know, there's so much going on in this world today. If you put on the television, or if you watch internet, because sometimes on the television you get false news and not everything is correct, even on the internet. But if you want to know more, sometimes we go to YouTube or we go to Google. Not everything is accurate, not everything is true, but we can see what is going on in this world today. And we as Christians, we need to be educated in the Word of God. If we are not educated in the Word of God, we will tend to follow what's going on, or the pattern. We'll follow the pattern of the world. Or let me put it in a simpler way. We can be deceived. And there's so much or so many things out there that can bring deception. You know, I've known so many people that have left the church because of what they have seen on internet. They went, instead of going deeper into the Word, they sought other things. And that can be very problematic. It can become a problem, especially for us as Christians. The true Word, or what we must believe, is the Word of God. But if we go every day, you know, I like to watch news. They told me, Yesida told me, he said, Trump should pay you because you're watching so much news, or America should pay you. You're living in Aruba, man. Watch Aruba news. But I watch news because I want to be educated of what is going on in this world today. I won't advise you to do that because it can bring you in. Don't be addicted to television or news or whatever. I'm asking God to help me in that area also. Pray for me. But what I want to say this morning to us is that if we have a weakness, if we have a weakness, or we are enslaved by certain things, don't go there. Just keep away from it. If you're not strong in the Word, don't go and inquire about things on the internet, because there's where the enemy is waiting for us and to deceive us. I know many people have gone back into the world because they have read so many things and they sung and they look so logical that they believe and they say, no, I'm not going to serve God anymore. But today, before, and what is driving me? What is driving me to speak to us? What is driving me? Because of the things that I see, and it's my heart's desire to see that all of us grow in the Lord. You know, I spoke, one of the things why I like about Fritz is his heart towards the people. And that's a pastor's heart. A heart that longs to see people grow. That longs to see people come into the church. And when he told me those things, it really struck me. And I said, yeah, this is really a man who's seeking the things of God. You know, he's humble. And you know, you want to see people grow. You want to see people, better things happen to them. You want to see them come out of the world and come into the church. That's his desire. And that should be all of our desires. So, that's not my preaching this morning. So, we will go this morning and we'll talk about the spiritual man. Like I mentioned before, God always starts with the physical, right? You remember I give you a lot of explanation about how the body works and all the stuff and how you breathe and how the air goes to different parts of the body. I don't want to go back into that again. But it is very important to know that we are created by God in a special way, and we should know and understand why we are created and how we are created. Now, the Bible tells us, let's go to Genesis 1:26. Now, we don't have it on the screen. We might not have it on the screen, but we want, do you believe me today when I tell you? The Bible says, God said, let us make man. You see? God said, what did he say? Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Let's say that together. And God said, let us make man in our image and according to our likeness. Now, do you look like God? Do I look like God? If we watch ourselves in the mirror, can we say, you know, God looks like me? No. What it means there is that we are made, we have the kind of character of God, or his, not his physical appearance. God doesn't look like us, but he made us in the image of himself, the personality, such things. So, on one of the things I would like us to know this morning is very clear. I would like us to know this morning because it has to be clear to us because we can be deceived, especially by people who are in the cult. They want us to believe other things. Let us make man. When God says, let us make man, it means let us is more than one, right? But because why that is said is because that God is a Trinity. It's three in one. That's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So when God said, let us make man, he's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So they took part in that. So, and in our image, according to our likeness. Now, what is the image? What is the image that God is really talking about? Or the likeness? Let's God make man in our likeness. What is he talking about? Now, we need to understand the likeness is that we as human beings, when God created us, we are formed out of the dust. That's the body. Then we become a living soul. Right? Can we go up? Okay, it's not here. What I would like to say to us this morning is that the image is we as man have three parts. Just like God has three, it's a Trinity. We as human being are a Trinity also. We have the body, we have the soul, and we have the spirit. Amen? Am I wrong? We have the body, we have the soul, and we have the spirit. Now, that's how we are. That's the image. That's the image, the likeness of God. The body, the soul, and the spirit. Now, what is going on in this world today? People are only looking at the body. When they see the body, they say, oh yes, this is Munish. But that's not where it stops. It's not the body alone. It's what's inside of us. The body carries the soul and it carries the spirit. Let me see if I can draw something. Yes. Let me see if I can. Thank you, my brother. Yes. Thank you. So, this is the body. Later, I'm going to explain. Oh, you have it up there. Okay, all right. Oh, good, 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 good. There we have the body. And I explained to you the last time. Listen, this is very important. It might sound a little bit fictitious, but this is the truth. Now, that's the body. This is the body. Then you have the soul. What is the soul? The soul is the personality of the person. You can think. That's why God gave us a free will, right? We can think. We have our will. We can choose. You know, we can do many things. That's the will. That's the will. Our personality, the way we think, we can reason out. We make choices. We believe. That's how we believe God. Now, the spirit is something else. It's meaning, purpose, love. That's the part where God... it's all right, it's all right. Thank you. Oh, boy. Yes, yes. So, this is where God operates with us. Now, when we are created in a perfect way. Didn't we? We're created... This is perfect because man had no sickness, right? We had a soul, man became a living soul, and we had a spirit where God used to communicate with Adam and Eve, right? Well, what happens? Well, no, I'm not going to hit nobody with this, right? What happens? Now, this is it's very important for us to understand this. Because we can be fooled. Because the Jehovah's Witnesses and other cults, they come with other teaching, right? But this is from the Word of God. Now listen. What happens? God created us in a perfect way. We had no sickness. We had no disease. He was communicating with us. Now look at what happened. What happened is that when sin came. Remember, everything was perfect. Everything was made perfect. But when sin came, when Adam and Eve sinned, the spirit part, this part here, it became closed up. Or we can say it becomes dormant, or we can say it becomes dead. Because the Bible tells us that sin separates man from God. So when God, when we sin, or when Adam sinned, he was kind of separated from God. So this became dormant, became asleep, or we can say it became death. So now, what happens? What happens? When Adam started to produce, right? Adam, God told him to produce. So Adam had children. So he got children, and so the world became. So what happens? That's why the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Why? Because sin started with Adam. This close up. When Adam started to get children, sin, it continued with this being close. So every child that is being born, this is actually close up. That's why when we are born and we do not know Christ, what functions? This doesn't function. A baby, this doesn't function so much because a baby doesn't understand things, right? A baby cannot reason for himself or itself, right? A baby cannot think or choose. People has to choose. So this part comes into existence. So when you're born, this is the part that comes into existence. And later, when we come to the age of accountability, when we start to understand things, then we start to function in these two, right? So what happens when we are not Christians, or when you're not a Christian, people function in these two parts. You understand? People function in these two parts. The body. What happens now is that sin, temptation, all of them comes from outside because the enemy is there to deceive us, right? Now, what happens? Listen carefully. This is not work. This is not functioning because this is closed up. So these two are functioning, right? So what happens is that when sin, temptation, all the things come in here, because remember the body, you have eyes to see, you can see bad things, right? You have hands, you can do bad things with your hands. You know, you have the five senses or the seven, or you know, you can do things with them. But that's, you have the brain so you can think. All these things are in the body. But it goes from the body, it goes to the soul. So when you think of all these things, when you see all these things, the body craves and longs for them. The soul makes a choice. What am I going to do? That's why the Bible says, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's the reason why the Bible says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because we are functioning in these two. Now, I have more things. I will have to continue this another time. But what I want to say is that, look what happens, and this is very important for us. What happens with this now? This part here. So we are all born in sin. It goes from generation to generation. But what happens to this part? This comes into operation. This comes, I'm going to repeat myself. This comes into operation when we accept Christ. We were dead in sin, right? This is dead. But when we accept Christ, the Bible tells us that the Spirit of the Lord comes here, activates this, and this starts to work again. That's why the Bible tells us the body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So when we accept Christ, His Spirit comes and changes, make this alive. So this becomes activated. It becomes alive. Now, what happens when it becomes alive? The door open, it becomes alive. As Christians, this is how we function as Christians now. This is how we are back to the place where God has created us. We are back there right now. Adam sinned. Listen carefully. Adam sinned. This became that. When Jesus came again, He brought life. He brought light. It entered here. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ comes here, bring changes. So this is our position today. This is our position today. That's why we can live Christian lives. Now, before, what happened to us? And you and I, to be honest with me, if you want to be honest with me, you can share this with me. You can tell me. Before you were a Christian, it wasn't easier to commit a sin than to go to God and to pray. Because why was it easier to sin? It's because of that sinful nature. It's because we had this door was closed. So there was nothing here. But now that Christ has come and entered into us, the Spirit of Christ, this speaks to the soul, and the soul speaks to the body. Right? When God speaks to us, remember, God is a spirit, right? It's in the Bible. I have the text there, but I'm going to read next week. God is a spirit. And that's the reason why He communicates with us in the Spirit. So, as Christians, when we accept Christ, the Spirit of God comes here. The Spirit of God communicates with us and said, listen, Moon, you have to live a life that's pleasing to me. So, what happens? It comes to the soul and tells the soul, remember, the soul is the will. We make choices. Make a good choice. Tell the body to do good things, not to watch, for example, pornography on the internet, not to watch things that you're not supposed to watch. If there's something not good on the television, switch it off. It's the spirit that communicates with the soul. You understand? I'm not reading from there right now. I have a lot of stuff. But I'm just following what God wants me to speak for today. Now, when the Spirit communicates with this, and the soul communicates with the body, then we can live a life that's pleasing to God. Right? Now, what I would like to say is that the soul is like a filter. This is very important. Remember, we are born with this. It's very important because of the will, the choices we make. Listen what happens. When I, 40 or 45 years ago, I didn't know Christ. This was not there. So I was operating in this and this. So what happened? My will led me to believe that God, let me say it this way, there are many ways to go to God. That's what I heard. That's what I believe. And that's what I chose. So it led me to believe that there are many ways. And that's how I became a Hindu. Because I was born in a Hindu home. I was told that I have to be a Hindu automatically. So That's what I believe. I made a choice also. But when I accepted Christ, let me step back a little. When I was living, I had all this. I was living in this part. This part also, you know, what a soul does, you can see it in the body. That's why people say what you think, that's what you see in people. What they do, what they say, how they, their character. So the body portrays everything. What you see here. Because I will go to the Hindu temple and I will pray, right? Because I made a choice that I would serve other gods. So my body would carry me to the temple. My body would do things with my mouth, words would come out of cursing, and all kind of bad things will come out of my mouth. So these two were working then. But when I was told about Jesus, my will, I listened, and this is very important. That's where the soul comes in. You listen with your body, your ears. This is a part of your body. And in your mind, you make up your will, your thinking. You start to say, hey, what this man is saying? This man is telling me that Jesus died for your sins and he came to save you. So what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Am I going to stay in this situation or am I going to accept what the man is saying about Jesus? Am I going to live the way I'm living or am I going to accept Jesus? But my will told me, he said, listen, go and listen and accept what this man is saying. So I accepted the words of the Bible and the words of God and this change in me. So that's what I want us to know this morning, that we have the body, we have the soul, and we have the spirit. And when God created us, he created us perfect. But when Adam sinned, this was closed up, this became dead and dormant, and we were living only in this two area. But let me say this today. We as Christians, we can also live here and here. You know why? Paul says it. Next week I'm going to give you more of the Bible verses. But I just want you to believe me today. But, you know, it is important for us. What was I saying just now? Yes, the two, yes, yeah. Let me explain to us how we need to get rid of this. We can't get rid of this, it stays there. But how we can communicate, or how this can block us from living in these two areas. Now look. As Christians, that's why Paul warns us. He said, don't be like babies. We have to grow up. And sometimes we come in the church and we live for years in the church. You know, we come to the church and we live, okay, let me say it this way. We come to the church Sunday after Sunday and we do not grow. There's no fruits in us. We do not grow. Next week I will talk more about that. We do not grow. What we do is that, okay, the Spirit of God is in us, but the soul does not communicate with the Spirit. It doesn't communicate with the Spirit. That's why Paul says, he said, we have to be not as babies, but we have to be as mature people. So when you reach the stage of maturity, when you have the Spirit of God living, You have to communicate your soul with your spirit. You have to train yourself in prayer. You have to train yourself to be disciplined. You have to be disciplined. You have to train yourself to communicate with the Spirit of God. That's why it's very important that we pray, that we read the Word of God, so that we do not live here and here. We communicate with God through the Spirit, and we can able to live here, but we can overcome the things of the world. This would help us to communicate with God. This here is where we communicate with God, because the Bible says God is a spirit, and they that worship, that's why it's important, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. So we as Christians, we must deal with the spirit. So when God looks, that's why when God looks at us, he sees us, he sees the spirit man. When he sees Fritz, he sees a spirit man. He communicates with him in the spiritual world. Here is where we communicate with God. Remember, God is a spirit. So we communicate with him in the spirit. Amen? What can happen also, we have the body. What I would like to say this morning, we have the soul. What can happen to us is that the body can be sick. The body can be unwell. Something can happen here. But the spirit wants this to function. It wants this to work properly. But the soul, because you don't have communication with spirit, with God. So, and also that we do not understand the word of God. So what happens? Here, we can have problems. Because this is not listening to this. Because this is telling the soul, the will. He said, listen, man, you know, you have to communicate with God. You have to pray. You have to see God. Read the Bible. Understand the word of God. If the Bible says, by your stripes, I'm healed, then you have to believe. You have to believe that the Bible says that God is a healer. So if this cooperates with this, eventually this will become healed. The body will become healed. So we need, the soul is like a, it's also a door that can bring healing. That's why we need to look at ourselves, and we need to do the word of God. We need to study the word of God. We need to proclaim the word of God. We need to confess the word of God, so that we can receive healing in our bodies also. So it is very important for us to understand. I didn't read nothing what is written here, but you know, if people would ask you, how is man a tribune? How is man a trinity? You must able to answer, because people are coming and they're saying, you know, especially when in my times, the Jehovah's Witnesses, they used to come and they used to tell me, the first thing they would tell you, that this is not a body, this is a soul. That's the first thing. I don't know if they changed their tactics now. But before, when a Jehovah's Witness comes to you, he would tell you, the first question he would ask you, he said, do you have a body? And if you say yes, he said, no, the Bible says you only have a soul. So I don't know if they've changed that, but that is not in the Bible. If we look at Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 13:14, put it up. And this is important for us to know, so that we can be able to answer these people when they come to us. And God said, no. That is Genesis. Yeah, this is it. The grace of the Lord Jesus. No, that's. It is in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. The 2 Corinthians 13, 14. Okay. Though this tells us about the Trinity of God. This is not what I was going to say this morning. This tells us about the Trinity. This shows us that God is a Trinity, communion with the Holy Spirit. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. That shows us the Trinity of God. But I was looking for the one that says the Trinity of man. So, let's look at Thessalonians 5:23. Thessalonians 5:23. Thessalonians 5:23. First Thessalonians, first. Three. Okay. See? Okay. It shows us that man is in three parts. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus. So you see, if they come to you and they tell you that you only have a soul and you don't have a body, this is proof in the Bible that it is spoken about man as spirit, soul, and body. Because Paul is telling us, he said, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole... If it was only the body, then you would have read that may your whole soul and body be preserved. But here you have the whole spirit, soul, and body. That is to show us, and we can able to, when they come to tell us these things or bring these false doctrines to us, we refer them to the Bible and we say to them, listen, man, this is what God is really saying. And this is how God created us. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Now, let's look at Hebrews 4:12. This also shows us, now, this is important. Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, and this is where I'm coming to know, piercing even the division of this, what is there? Soul and spirit and joints and marrow. What is joints and marrow? That's your body, right? So when they come to tell you that is you only have a soul, or you only have spirit and you don't have body, or you have body or soul, you can always tell them that here, the word of God is saying here that there is a body, there is a soul, and there is a spirit. Amen? Amen? So, it's good for us to know that, to write it down so that when they come, you understand this. So, I'm going to close now. And next week, I will have some more things prepared for you. I can do some more drawings and we can go more deeper into this subject. And I hope you understand. If you do not understand anything, you can always come to me. And I don't know everything, of course. I don't know everything, but as much as I can, I will explain to you if you need to know more. Amen? So that's we have one more song. We can worship the Lord and then we will close. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.